is hollow, he said, so the gardener can build a fire inside it and warm up the garden. That way, he can grow grapes and peaches and other things that normally wouldn't survive in this colder climate.
Peaches?
Benny asked, his eyes wide. Well, it's too early in the season for them to be ripe, I'm afraid, Grandfather said, but the trees are very beautiful. The children explored the garden for a while longer, until Jesse noticed it was getting late and they decided to walk home. As they came up the road toward the castle near dusk, Benny noticed a lilac bush growing along the fence at the edge of the castle's property.
Look, Violet, he said. More purple flowers.
Grandfather told the children he was going inside to read the newspaper. Being out of the country is no excuse to skip the crossword puzzle, he said cheerfully. The children said they'd see him inside and lingered by the fence. Jesse knelt down and smelled the lilacs.
Wow, these smell so pretty, Jesse said. Let's take some inside to Erin, suggested Benny. She can put them in a vase of water on the front desk.
Yes, great idea, Henry said as he broke off a branch.
Benny carried the lilacs proudly up the lane to the door of the castle. But just as they were about to go inside, Fergus appeared and put his arm across the door.